At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
From the 40, couple of tight ends, receiver right and Adrian. Handoff Adrian. Scoots loose up the middle. Across the 30, to the 20, inside the 10. Touchdown!
First down and 10. Johnson gets a shoulder square. Watch out! He's got getting away from the clock speed. Touchdown!
Welcome in to Grinding the Edge, episode number 79 here on South Harmon. I'm your host, Koopa, and you can find me on X at Dynasty Koopa and everywhere else at KoopaTroopa8. We have some awesome partnerships going on over here at South Harmon, and one of them being with Fanatics. If you go to Certified Shit, that's certifiedsh.it, you'll be helping us out on all of the gear that you purchase on Fanatics. I know that right now, the Major League Baseball playoffs are going on. If you're out there buying a jersey, support us out over here at South Harmon. I get that it's a different sport, but it all counts for us. And through the support of you guys who have been using that code, we've been able to do some giveaways on some of the South Harmon shows. So go to certifiedsh.it in order to support us and get some awesome gear to make sure you're repping your favorite teams. This week, I want to go back to the ideas of our mid-season draft picks and what their values are, and compare the values of the 2026 and 2027 draft picks at this point in the year compared to previous years and their respective draft picks. So for 2025 season, it's comparing 2026 and 2027. For the 2024 season, I want to look at the 2025 and 2026s, the 2023 season, the 24s and 25s. To do this, I'm using some Keep Trade Cut historical data. So going back in time, taking a look at the values of all of these different draft picks on the date of October 16th, each year going back in time. So going back to 2024 and going back to 2023 to pay attention to, hey, what are these values this time of year? Are there any trends going year over year? We know that that 2024 draft class, it was massively hyped. This 2025 draft class, not something that was too terribly hyped. 2026, we're definitely really worried about it. And 2027 is one that is hyped to the moon. Like, everyone is wanting 2027 draft picks right now. So, with that being the case, do the numbers actually back that up? Or are we seeing a broader trend of what we're paying attention to with the values of draft picks? So let's compare first what it looks like in 2023. So in 2023, the 2024 early draft picks were valued at 6,637 points. The 2024 late draft picks were worth 4,639 points. Now, looking 2 years out, the 2025 early first round picks, they were worth 5,251 points. And the 2025 late first round picks were worth 4,224 points. These are significant decreases, especially with the early first round picks for 2025. Obviously, if we think that that is an early pick, we don't really trust that at a high rate. So what we're doing is paying attention to, all right, as much as I think that's going to be early, it might not be. And so it's definitely heavily discounted. Now, of course, if you could guarantee that's an early 2025 draft pick, yeah, it would probably be worth a lot more. But we've kind of recognized that, hey, 2 years out, those draft picks, they are not guaranteed to be early. And so we need to include that as part of our calculations, especially since the team that's trading away that draft pick likely has a plan to try and compete, especially in the 2026 season. So it kind of defeats the whole idea of, hey, I think it's going to be early. The only time you'd want it is if that other manager, you just want to take a bet against them essentially being a good manager. So I went through those numbers, but we need to have some context. So those are our 2023 numbers. And now let's go to what it looks like in 2024, where we're looking at the 2025 draft picks and then 2026 being 1 year out. The 2025 early first round draft picks in 2024, they were worth 6,480 points. That is a slight decrease from the 2024 early draft picks that were 6,637. We're actually getting some context to these numbers now. The 2025 late first round draft picks were worth 4,548 points compared to 4,639. So once again, a slight decrease. Now, it's just a small amount compared to the previous year. It's not something that makes me think, hey, we really hated the 2025 draft class that much more at this time of the year than 2024. We really hadn't seen the full picture of 2024 maybe come into the picture yet, or everyone's just wanting to get a piece of new draft classes since they're available. The 2026 draft picks, so this is the 2 years out, so I'm going to compare it to how 2025 was perceived 2 years out. 2026 early first round picks, they were valued at 5,729 points. The 2025, remember, was valued at 5,251. So those picks 2 years out are actually valued way higher for the 2026 class. And I think this is maybe where you start to see a little bit of the perception that, hey, 2025 is a bad draft class. Because the picks two years out, those ones are worth a lot more. 2026, if for late first round picks, 2 years out, 4,179 points, and 2025's late first round picks, 4,224. So as much as the early first round picks are worth a lot, in 2024, the late first round picks are actually worth less for the 2026 class. And that is maybe having to do with, okay, just uncertainty. Uncertainty of, yeah, this is going to be a late round pick, but what is it actually worth? I think we have a pretty good idea of what a late first round pick should be worth 2 years out. I think we probably have a good idea of what a late first round pick should be worth 1 year out. And so those values are just more or less going to stay the same. It's our perception of the early part of the class that's going to influence a lot of the value of that class, and those early round picks are the ones that are actually going to fluctuate. So coming on to this year, we see a similar kind of thing going on. For the 2026 draft class, the early first round pick right now is worth 5,768 points. What is notable about this is we do not have an increase over the value of an early first round pick from the previous season. It is basically the same in terms of what Keep Trade Cutland considers the same. And that 5,768 points is close enough to 5,729 that it just make it a fair deal. So over the course of a year, your draft pick, which for previous years has gone up 1,200 points, and the year before that, it went up a total of 1,800 points, it's gone up zero. And it's because both the floor increased and that the early first round pick was worth a lot more to begin with. And then also because the ceiling decreased, probably because a lot of people are worried about this 2026 draft class. I mean, a lot of the names that we thought were going to be there at the beginning of the year are no longer there. A lot of those college players we thought might come out and be the top guy in this class are not the top guys in this class right now. So because of that uncertainty, people are really, really worried about who they're going to get in 2026. You don't have some of the big names that you are going to expect to have coming out here in previous classes. So as a result, we want to make sure that we're valuing these picks correctly. And I think we're undervaluing those early 2026 draft picks. I think that you're going to have a 101. You're going to have a 102. You're going to have a 103. You want to have those draft picks. Those are the best guys in the class. And I don't think they're going to be that bad that you don't want to have these early draft picks at the same rate that you've had them in previous years. So right now, they're coming at a little bit of a discount. What's interesting is seeing that with that exact same logic that I just said to you of these 2026 draft picks that, you know, where you've got this uncertainty about the class, people are undervaluing them. When you look at the 2026 late first round draft picks, they're worth 4,686 points. If you're not a numbers butt and you don't remember what I just told you the values were for the late first round picks in 2025 draft class and the 2024 draft class, the season before they were drafted, that's the highest. The 2026 late first round picks on October 16th of 2025 are worth more than the 2025 draft picks on October 16th of 2024, and are worth more than the 2024 draft picks on October 16th of 2023. The whole narrative is that this 2026 draft class is going to be bad, that you want to push to 2027, that the 2027 draft picks are worth more, spoiler alert, than the 2026 counterparts. And yet, the late 2026 draft picks are worth more in Keep Trade Cut Land than the 2025 and 2024 draft picks were at this time of the year. So either managers are valuing those draft picks higher, which I think could maybe be part of it. Maybe that's why the whole point of my episode, two episodes ago, of whether first round picks were being sold as much in previous years, maybe that's why it's gone down, because people are valuing these first round draft picks more. Maybe it's that there's some cognitive dissonance. There's some thoughts about this draft class that just are not true. There's some people going around, they're creating a narrative that everything is wrong in this 2026 draft class. Push to 2027. Yet, in actuality, what they're doing is they're still having a market for those late 2026 draft picks. They still want them. The 2026 early ones are just the only ones that are affected. I think that that is probably totally wrong to do. And so, as a result, it makes me inclined to be like, okay, I can sell my late 2026 first because they're valued properly. And I want to take some stabs at trying to acquire some of the earlier 2026 draft picks. There's maybe some people out there that think, oh, it's not as valuable because nobody wants this class, and I'll be more willing to trade it away and take a shot at this year. Maybe I can try and pull some of that off. Maybe that's what I can take from this narrative. But it's just weird that that's what we're seeing. The late first round picks are worth more than ever, and the early first round picks are worth less than ever, by far. Now, where this gets really interesting is looking at 2027. The early first round picks are worth 6,005 points. Now let me just go back the last couple of years and compare that to what the early first round picks were worth for the respective draft classes before at the same time in previous years. So 2027, as a reminder, worth 6,005 points. 2026 was worth 5,729. 2025 was worth 5,251. 2024, it was worth 4,856. So in the span of 3 years, what we have seen is that the early first-round pick 2 years out just steadily worth more and more and more. We haven't gotten up to where the 2024 first-round draft pick was worth the year it was the next offseason. I mean, that was when it was worth 6,637 points. But we're getting up close to there. We're getting to the point where 2 years out, those draft picks are worth close to the value that they're going to have in 2 years. You are not getting a time discount. And that's really, really interesting to me to see that, hey, you aren't getting a time discount. Everyone wants these draft picks. And I would tend to agree with that idea if it weren't for the fact that I think there's a bit of a circle jerk going on about 2027. The late first round draft picks are worth 4,727 points. To compare this to previous years, 2 years out, we'd be comparing this to 4,179 points for the 2026 class, to 4,224 points for the 2025 class, and to 4,269 points for the 2024 class. So, 2 years out, the value of a late first-round pick for the 2027 class is 500 points higher than it was in any previous year. Note that all three of those previous years, they were all more or less the same value. They were close enough that you probably only need to add a very low value keep trade cut player in order to make that deal even. I'm talking the really low guys, like your little Jordan Humphreys, your Tim Patricks, your Samaje Perines, like those kinds of guys. Those are the ones that you would need to add. And so to see a 500 point difference raises some alarm bells to me. There's got to be something going on where everyone just wants these 2027 picks, and they're willing to pay whatever to get them. And I've heard a lot of this narrative over the offseason, that people just want to try and get 2027 picks. And I think people are not recognizing the patience it's going to take in order to get draft picks multiple years out. There are quite a few things that you need to do if you are willing to get draft picks that are that far out. You have to be willing to either hold them for that long or accumulate enough of them that you can trade them all for players that you're going to actually want on your team and be ready to make that flip in the offseason. But it requires a lot of extra work. I think people are just looking at this like, oh, the 2026 draft class sucks. The 2027 one's going to be great. You've got all these amazing wide receivers that are definitely going to come out. And so I absolutely want to get these guys. I just think that that is pretty unrealistic to expect that it's going to be that worth it that you've essentially given up all possible time discount. You've given up all the leverage that you have of it being 2 years out and said, I just want these things so bad, I'm willing to pay more than I was ever in the past. I personally don't think we're that good that we can pull that off. I don't think we're that good that as a community, we should be valuing them like that. So what can we potentially do with this? We can try and take some shots on our teams. We can leverage those 2027 draft picks and try to turn them into even better players for our teams than we would have gotten in previous years by investing multiple years out. Those 2027 draft picks, people are clamoring over them so hard that you're going to be able to get better players, especially out of those middling teams that are like those middling contenders that have some of those good guys still on their rosters. You're going to be able to get better players and be able to turn that around to try and win your championships now. And I think that is the important factor here. Try to win your championships now. And then, yeah, you might be able to roll it into the 2026 as well. But you can spend those 2027s and be able to get those points that you need. And if you win a championship now, who cares about what your team's looking like next year? You already won a championship. Everyone else is fighting over that championship and trying to get there, and they've got a 1 out of 11 shot at like best. That's assuming you even drop out. Usually if you win a championship, you can probably try and compete the following year again anyway. So just take advantage of that, and then you're still for sure handing them a late 2027 pick, and you aren't handing them the early one that, if everything comes to fruition, is the insanely good player that they're all hoping it will be. So that's what the data tells me about draft picks and what their values are at this point in time and where I'm going to go with it. I'm going to be a little bit more aggressive with some of my teams of, hey, if I can push in that 2027 as we're getting into the playoffs or even right now, if I need to, in order to get my team set up properly in order to try and snag a first round bye or something like that, I'm going to be more willing to do it because I know that the value I'm getting out of my late first round pick for 2027 or even my early first round pick, it's close to what it would be next year anyway, and it's close to what its peak is going to be. So there's no reason not to just get rid of it now and take advantage of the fact that I can get a bunch of points now and the other person's sitting on a lack of points for 2 years. So that's everything for the main topic for this week. I'm going to jump into some players to sell. I only have one guy here this week. I haven't had a whole lot to really look through. We're at that point in the year where you're kind of doing more opportunistic selling, especially with these bye weeks. There hasn't been a ton of players that I've been able to spam out for trades and really have a lot of success. But Marvin Harrison is actually the one that I've had the most success with. I don't know what exactly it is, but like selling Marvin Harrison Jr. for a first round pick, I've gotten to sell him for a couple that I thought were pretty iffy first round picks this past week. And he's injured. I think people are just thinking that there's a little bit of a discount on him or something because he got that concussion and he's potentially going to miss a week, like, or maybe his name is now it being talked about more because of the injury. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, I'm no longer selling Marvin Harrison Jr. for multiple firsts, but I'm getting some pretty iffy ones. And I think that I might be selling on the downslope, but I'm trying to do it before it goes down to where he's worth a single late first. And these teams that are iffy aren't even going out there and buying him. And lastly, we've got the tight ends don't matter segment for the week. So last week, we went with Jake Tungs, and I want to thank him for his service over the past 5 weeks, because George Kittle is coming back this week. So as a result, I have gone ahead, I have dropped him in most places where I had literally anybody else to pick up, and I had the option of two guys this week. It was Darnell Washington and Julian Hill. Personally, I went for Darnell Washington. 80% snap share the previous week, Raz freak, and Pittsburgh's got some wide receiver injuries, so they're just going to utilize the heck out of their tight ends. And I'm talking to you after Thursday Night Football, so I do happen to know what the result was. And the result turned out just fine. I mean, he got a couple catches and he got a touchdown. For tight ends don't matter strategy, that's exactly what we were aiming for. It's just kind of funny to see that Darnell Washington, he got those results and we're like, that's a solid result for a tight end. Like, a couple catches, a touchdown, he's got a few yards, and he was the third best tight end on his team. Seeing Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith both pop off, it's kind of funny to see that whole, how all of that played out. And then, of course, you got a throwback to, like, if you were, you know, playing Madden in 2010 and you're trying to lead, you know, Joe Flacco against Aaron Rodgers and in order to get that game-winning drive right at the end of the game. It always amazes me when we have some of these same names that have been kicking around the NFL for like a decade and a half or two decades, and they're still relevant, and you're still seeing them week in and week out. That's everything that I have for this week. As always, check out everything we have going on over at SouthHarmonFF.com, over on the South Harmon YouTube, on this podcast feed. Basically, look us up on wherever you get any kind of content. We're probably on there. And as always, make sure to stay sharp and keep grinding that edge. I'll see you next week.